You're listening to The Bad Bro Podcast out of Arlington, Texas on Spotify.
If you don't like it, then you can go
Bad Bro Podcast, you know what it is? What I'm finna talk about right now is the Selena Netflix series. I had one on my anchor. I don't know what I did. I don't know what the fuck I did. I was checking. I need to start checking them for sure. Like, I would just be in a hurry. I posted one of them is supposed to be the Selena Netflix take that I had. But when I clicked on it on the anchor or Spotify, it was something fucking different. It was like I was talking about, I don't know what the fuck I was talking about, something else. So I'm gonna redo the whole thing, which is this right now. So make sure you like, subscribe, check it out. You know what it is. I watched the whole series. I liked it. Now people are like, what did it tell us that we didn't know already? Like, it told us a lot of things. Like, in a movie, so much can go on in the music industry. It's just not even like, it's like there's no way they could put that in a movie. We learned a lot of shit about how fucking AB was. Well, we already knew AB was the producer and wrote all the songs, but we didn't know how much pressure the fucking his dad was putting on him. Like, hey, to keep this going, like, we need these songs. Like, no matter how good Selena is, no matter how good a voice is, if their songs are trash, ain't no one give a fuck. They'll be like, yeah, she can sing, but ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit. The songs that he wrote, man, you got to give it up. The songs that he wrote were fucking good. They were hits, and we liked them, and that's why we listened to them. Like, and not, I mean, Selena went off, but it takes both. Like, I mean, you can have a trash voice with a good song, it's not going to be as good. All I can say is, I liked it. I think that fool Gabe, I think his name, who played AB, he did a good job. The one who plays Zed did a good job. There's this thing, like, when Jennifer Lopez, when she played Selena, she said that Edward James almost told her one time, like, right before they're, like, doing the movie, like, when they're getting ready to shoot. He said, like, everything that you remember, that all the shit that you took in and you remembered about Selena, now forget it. And J-Lo, when she was doing, like, an interview as, like, All Access Selena movie or behind the scenes, J-Lo was like, Edward James almost told me, yeah, he said, everything that you, now you gotta think of all the stuff you remembered about Selena and how to act and blah, 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 now forget it and just go. And she said, okay. I don't even think she know what the fuck he was talking about, but I think she did it. Now, I'm not, like, everyone's bashing, Serranos, whatever her name is, as far as the job she did. I don't think she did a bad job. I think, one, she doesn't look anything like her, like, which they're like, J-Lo didn't look like Selena. Well, J-Lo's body was more of Selena's type. Like, Selena was skinny, but Selena wasn't lanky. Christian Serrano's is linky, like Selena. Like, Selena was skinny, but you could tell, like, she had, like, muscles, some builds, some, like, so she was toned. Like, Christian was just skinny, and when she would, like way her stomach even looked, like, everything just felt like just not toned and not, like, strong, like, and that kind of, like, and J-Lo, her body was more Selena's type. Like, it was like she's skinny, but she's toned and strong. Like, she doesn't look just linky and, like, kind of weak. And it's also when Christian didn't get that advice, like, now that you learned everything, forget it and just go and do it. Cause I think she tried, like, really, really hard, and she always was, like, thinking about trying to look and act like Selena. Like, kind of like almost like when you tell, like, a player, like, When a game starts, like a basketball or something, like, don't force buckets. Like, kind of let the game come to you. Don't force throws. You kind of just, like, sit back and let everything flow. I think, like, she kind of just, like, ran out there and she was, like, trying to, like, do everything, like, to a T. Like, especially, like, the studio, like, I feel like during every word she said during the performance, she would be thinking, like, okay, is this how she would look? Is this how she would sound? Is this how her face would look? Like, as she's doing it, she's trying to do it perfect as she's doing it, and it's like it didn't come off, like, just smooth. But I think she did a good job, as good as, you know what I'm saying, you could have done after watching J-Lo do it. And she, I think she, you know what I mean, like, a lot of people are hating, but, like, it's just people want to a lot of people feel good when they put down other people's work. That's just it, I believe. She did a good job. They all did a good job. The dad was the best one, I believe. He did the best job. He made me not like him, just like I don't like the real dad. I feel like the real dad's a goofy motherfucker. And if you listen to Chris's interview, he said that they were talking, AB and him and AB were chilling, and AB told him, "Hey, let's go to see Shelly Lottas, I guess, in her band or whatever." And they went over there, and then they were talking. I guess Shelly's dad told AB that Chris was in the studio working with other people, blah blah blah, and then fucking AB went and told his dad, like a fucking good little snitch, like a good little pet. And then he went over there and told his dad. Then he went and told his dad told Chris, "Hey, you can't be doing none of this, like working with anyone." Meanwhile, AB was trying to produce other people. Abraham was trying to manage other people, but they told Chris, "Hey, be a good little fucking puppy and fucking don't make no money on the side." Like, man, that's a clown ass. To me, man, that's a clown ass family. And you know the sign of a person who's a piece of shit? When they're always worried about what other people are gonna think, like, "Oh, you can't do that because they're gonna think this." Like, that means to me that you're not yourself, and you're really really conscious about how people are. You're really cautious, and you're really conscious of when people are looking at you. Like, you know when people are looking at you, and like you kind of want to be portrayed a certain way. Me, I'm the same motherfucker. Closed doors, no one's around, other people around, I go, fuck, like, I am what I am. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. And I bet you I'm more fucking, and I may cuss a lot, you know what I'm saying, because I, like, man, I don't go, so fucking what? I'm more fucking honest than most people. I fucking am more caring than most fucking people, and I'm more fucking nice than most people. Just because I fucking run my mouth, you know what I'm saying, that means that I'm like a bad person, which most people, like, and that mean, I bet that's, and that's true, that's what they say. I don't know if it's like, I ain't never done no study on it, but they say people that cuss the most are fucking honest. That's me, because I don't give a fuck what other people think. And I feel like that fool, like, whenever you're real, when you're real conscious of people looking at you, then you're like, don't want them to see the real you. That's just what I think. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it is true. But a lot of the shit that I just know and hear about, like, you know what I'm saying, the family, just like, I don't know. I'm not saying like they're a bad family. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to fuck with them. I heard the way AB, like, you know what I'm saying, fucked over Pee Wee allegedly. Like, I just wouldn't want to fuck with. But they, I could be wrong, because I don't know them. I wasn't there. All you're hearing is what people say, like, from interviews and shit. So I don't know. I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? But just personally, from what I know from the outside, I just wouldn't fuck with them. Wouldn't fuck with none of them. And then I saw, like, AB was on the TMZ, and he was talking like, "Oh, you know, maybe me or Suzette could present the award to the family." What the fuck is Chris at? Like, you act like that motherfucker didn't exist. Like, you act like you didn't go begging him to join the fucking band every 5 minutes. Like, when y'all needed a guitarist, you act like you didn't come running begging that motherfucker to come back. But, I mean, I ain't part of that. I don't know exactly what it all went down, so whatever. But all in all, go watch the series. I thought it was tight. I can't wait for part two. I'm going to watch it. That fool AB did carry a lot of that shit. Like, the song, make, whoever writes, like, writing the songs is it. Like, whoever's the songwriters in these shit, like, that's it. Like, you got, like, whoever's coming, producing this shit, making the songs, like, that's what it is. Like, that's what people are listening to. That's what, you know what I'm saying, makes or breaks it. I don't give a fuck how good you look, how good your voice is. If your songs are trash, you out there singing fucking Ronald McDonald, like, ain't no one gonna wanna fuck with it. Ain't everybody gonna be like, "Man, that shit is trash." But this shit was dope. So AB did his thing. All in all, I'd watch it. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's on Netflix. Waiting for the part two. And just back for the people that say, what do we get that we didn't know before? Like, man, it's like, there's a lot of things, like, as far as, like, fighting with the label, wanting to do the English album, all the ups and downs, record sales, fan club shit with Yolanda, different performances, turmoil like that, like, shit about Chris quitting. We didn't even know, like, we all thought that he quit or got kicked out of the band one time was because of him and Selena together, but no one even knew about him quitting because, and on the Vancomigo album, I guess is what it's called, and there's another guitarist in that CD picture because he quit. That could be in the movie. We didn't know about that. I hope they put, In part two Netflix series, Selena meeting Beyonce, or they had like a little, they like kind of like pass, cross paths and fucking the mall. That just would be cool to see. Like, they're also, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's so much shit that I don't even know about that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't there. Like, when Memphis Bleek tells a story, like, Memphis Bleek tells a story that about during the breakup when Rockefeller was breaking up and Jay-Z was went to go be president at Def Jam and everyone knew, but Dame. Bleek knew because he chills with the homie and all them, and they were arguing because he was mad that Bleek was doing a bunch of Jay-Z songs, but Bleek was like, those are my hits. Dame was talking shit. Dame talks a lot of shit, and no one really even fucked with him, but Bleek, they were on the plane. Bleek was like, man, that's why they don't fuck with you, Dame. And then he was like, don't fuck with you now. Imagine whenever the shit is over with. They know we're going to be fucking with you. Like, man, imagine that being on, like, one of the series, like, them talking about. Like, there's a lot of probably good nuggets and shit like that that we wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Now that everyone has a podcast, now that it's, like, the trend now of podcast, now we getting all these stories. But imagine seeing that, like, on the Netflix series. You know what I'm saying? That'd be fucking dope. If you don't like it, don't fucking watch. That's it. If you don't like it, if you think it's too much, blah, 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 don't watch. Don't fucking watch. But for all us who grew up with her, not grew up with her, but grew up on her and had her music, like, all in our lives and shit, and knew who she was, and even had stories about, like, everyone that I know that's a fan has stories about how they found out she died. I found out how she died. I was chilling at the crib. I got off of school. I was eating cereal, and I was watching Saved by the Bell. Like, I had me a big-ass bowl of cereal. I was in the living room watching Saved by the Bell, and I was chilling. Out of nowhere, my mom rolls up on the set, kicks the door open like she's motherfucking police. And she's like, oh my God. She grabs the remote, turns it to the news, and it's like, Selena died. And I'm like, I'm watching Saved by the Bell. And she's like, you can watch that in your room. So go watch it in your room. Selena died. I was like, damn, for real? So I just sat there with my cereal and I watched the, I didn't feel like getting up, I guess. I just sat there and watched it. And they were talking about how she died. And I was like, dang, it was like 3 in the, I don't know when it was. It was like sometime after school. And that's how I found out. I was sitting there watching cereal, watching Saved by the Bell. My mom, she didn't keep opening the door, but she came in. She was like, oh my God, Selena died. I changed the channel. I'm like, hey, fam, I'm watching that. And she's like, go watch it in your room. But I stayed and watched it. But for those of us who, like, you know what I'm saying, knew about Selena and she was, like, you know what I'm saying, part of our childhood or whatever, we want to watch it. So, you know what I'm saying, just scroll past it. If you don't like it, don't fucking, who cares? There's a lot of shit that comes on Netflix I don't care about, but I don't give a fuck. I take my time to fucking write about it or comment. Who cares? So, anyway, Babbles Podcast, make sure you like, subscribe, you know what it is, and we out. Go watch the series. Oh, and make sure you watch next episode. We're going to talk about Cobra Kai, Cowboys being sorry, and all the new shit going on. Make sure you like, subscribe, you know what it is. We out. Biatch!
Hey, yo, it's those guys on the podcast. And if you don't listen to us, then use the ass. If you don't like us, hey, yo, that's okay. But still download, listen to us every day. Hey, hey!